Congress returns to Washington this week and plans to hold hearings on the Enron debacle. 10 congressional committees or subcommittees are scheduled to investigate the collapse of the energy giant and the role of its auditor, Arthur Andersen. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
Almost every day brings another damaging piece of information about Enron executives. What is Congress likely to find out that they don't know already?
Well, of course, a lot of this damaging information that we're learning is coming from congressional committees that are already doing the investigatory work and leaking some of what they're finding. But they are saying, essentially, one step ahead of the lawyers who are representing Enron and Arthur Andersen and trying to get to as much information as they can. But the likelihood is that they will learn a great deal. Not only about what went on at Enron, but about business practices in general. And I think that that's where some of the real questions will come, about the off-the-books partnerships, about auditors consulting as well as auditing, the whole question of self-regulation of auditors, the role of the board or of corporate boards in general, Wall Street analyst who was still saying buy when the company was about to collapse. So I think they feel there's a good deal to investigate here.
10 committees and subcommittees. Everybody wants to be a part of this.
Well, they do, and a lot of them also wanted to be part of Enron's largesse when they were giving out campaign contributions. You notice many people are now giving them back. But they think that there's a lot to go around, paint the full picture in a full committee, and then have oversight and investigations committees issue subpoenas and get more information. Of course, you have people like Henry Waxman, Democrat of California, who's particularly interested in finding out what the administration's role was in helping Enron, and Vice President Cheney's meetings on the subject of an Indian pipeline, those kinds of things. So there's not just the business practices, but, of course, all the politics involved.
Do you think any laws are likely to be changed
as
a result?
That's where it's going to get tough. The president has said that he's interested in seeing about pension plans, those 401k plans, where, of course, with the Enron folks, so much of their money was in Enron stock. And is that appropriate to have that much money in one stock? I think that you saw already at the end of last week the head of the Securities and Exchange Commission, Harvey Pitt, putting forward a new proposal for governing auditors. Now, people are already saying it's not enough. It's too much self-regulation that you need, more governmental regulation. So that I think that you're going to see lots of calls in Congress for changing the rules and imposing new laws and regulations. And Pitt says, if that's the case, that he's ready to go along with those. But, you know, there's been that attempt in the past, and a lot of money has come in the direction of Congress and a lot of pressure, and they haven't changed the rules. So we'll see if this is a big enough deal to make them do that.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.